of the speaker, which are not necessarily those of KJSL, Crawford Broadcasting Company, or its sponsors.
This is AM 630 KJSL St. Louis.
KJSLradio.net.
Hey, listen up. You've got financial questions, the Bible has answers. So get your phones and questions ready, because next on Financial Peace with Mark Manella, you can have your financial questions answered from a biblical perspective. So call in at 969-6300. That's 969-6300 for Financial Peace with Mark Manella, next.
The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products. It makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. Securities are offered through WFG Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, and SIPC. Mark Manila is a registered representative of WFG Investments Incorporated. Integrity Investors is not affiliated with WFG Investments Incorporated. When we begin to see that every decision we make not only impacts our lives today, but also has eternal significance, it becomes clear that personal finance is more than money. Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Mark Manila. Please join us as we explore personal finance from a biblical perspective.
Welcome to More Than Money. I'm Mark Manila, your host, and I'm glad you're with me today. The elections are just around the corner, And I know some people are saying it's about time. It seems like these elections have been going on 20-some years. It has been getting a little bit overwhelming and frustrating, and we've been talking about anxiety and all sorts of emotional issues for the last few shows, because many people are just hearing so much and being inundated with bad news, with the markets, with the economy, with everything. A lot of it is politically motivated. Some of it may be beyond that. Some of it is real, of course. But everybody is concerned about what's going to happen in the election, who's going to get elected, what's going to happen to the economy, how's it going to affect my family, my household, my job. And with that in mind, I thought it was very important to get to the Word. And I'd like to start the morning off here talking about a few things. First of all, I'd like to, if you would, just before we get into the depth, and by the way, we got a great show planned. We have an author that has released a book called The Faith-Based Millionaire that's going to join us shortly here, Jay Peroni, as soon as we get past this. And he's going to talk about the concept of faith-based investing and making the most of your money, and why he wrote the book and all sorts of wonderful things. And you'll be able to find out more about him in just a moment. But let's stay focused here about this leadership thing that's going on in America. I've never in my life experience such frustration and anxiety in the people around me, and probably even myself, with what's going on in the political arena and how it is affecting everybody's emotion. I know when those things happen that it's time to get back to the Word and to get on my knees. And so what I would like to do is I would like to invite you to join me this Sunday night. I'm going to host a prayer meeting. And we're going to use Bethel Community Church at 210 Chestnut in Webster Groves. And anybody who's hearing my voice, you're invited to come and pray for our current leadership and our future leadership in America. The goal is not is to just honor God by getting on our knees and praying that the Lord will raise up godly leaders in our land, leaders that we can trust, that'll help us have peace in our life, that'll help us to live peaceful and quiet lives. In fact, I go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. It says, I urge you then, first of all, that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. You know, it's in the Word. We're supposed to be praying for our leaders, for the kings and all those in authority. And I'd like you to join me and join many of the people from KJSL. Hopefully they'll join us there. And anybody who can hear my voice right now and hears this rerun later, it's going to be Sunday night, 7 o'clock at Bethel Community Church in Webster Groves. That's just a couple of blocks off of 44 on Elm, just off of Elm. And if you want directions, you can call the radio station here at 969-6300. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The number, that's the studio line. Let me give you the front desk. The number here is 314-878-3600. 314-878-3600. And Doris will give you, be able to give you directions on how to get to Bethel Community Church for Sunday night's prayer time, leadership prayer time, where we're going to pray over the current leaders and the future leaders of America. The goal here is just to honor God. Again, no, this is not a political meeting. This is a prayer meeting to honor God and to ask for His will to be done in the leadership of America. And I'd be very excited to see you there. We'll have some Bible reading. We'll have some verses. We'll have some special guests praying along with us, and then we'll after about an hour of time together in prayer and Bible reading, we will have refreshments. We'll have, you know, sodas, coffees, things like that, and some desserts, some cakes and things like that that we can all just enjoy and have fellowship together. Again, that's this Sunday night, this Sunday coming up, the Sunday that's coming up, this Sunday, this weekend at 7 o'clock. Please write this down. Bethel Community Church, Webster Groves. And if you need direction, call 878-3600. That's 314-878-3600 and ask for directions, and they'll give you directions. It starts at 7 o'clock, so you might want to arrive a little early, and we look forward to you seeing. It's non-denominational. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or even if you want to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and haven't yet, come and pray with us. Come and pray with us over our country, over the leaders of our country now and for the future. Because there's nothing more important than to be on our knees and be connected with God. And there's a special thing about coming together as a body of Christ, corporate prayer. We can pray in our closets, we can pray by ourselves, but this is a different type of prayer. When we come together corporately in a community where two or more gathered in my name, there I am. So we know that Jesus will be there with us as we pray, and I hope you're excited about this. Don't just come, though, but tell as many people as you can to come. There's not going to be any offering asked for. We're just coming together for prayer and fellowship. I think I made that pretty clear now, and I'm very excited about it. Yeah, Bethel has allowed me to utilize their facility. Bethel Church has given me their church to use for Sunday night, and we will have some special guests there, hopefully. I don't have the names lined up yet that will be doing some Bible readings and some prayer with us, and then we'll all pray together, and then we'll fellowship. Okay? Praying for our leaders. That's what we're going to do, and I look forward to seeing you there. Prayer is so very important, not only for our leaders, but on everything we do. We've spoken in the past about this, about how important it is to be praying about everything. And the Word tells us that we should pray without ceasing. And for me, when I was a new believer, it's like, how could you do that? If you pray without ceasing, all you do is pray. But if we realize what praying is, and praying is the consciousness of God's presence in your life right now and communicating with Him about where you're at and what you're doing, then it becomes very, very easy to understand how you can pray without ceasing. For example, right now, as we're on the air here talking to you, I want to be conscious of God's presence in my life because I don't want Mark Minella to go out over the airs. I want God's word to go out over the airs. I don't want Mark Minella to be telling you something. And by the way, neither do you. You want God's word to be going out. I want His words to be my words and less of me and more of Him. And by being conscious of Him being here, it makes me think through my words more clearly and to think before I speak and to hopefully deliver to you something that is of value, not just temporally, but eternally. Something that will affect your life right here and now as you walk through this world, but something that will also have an effect on your eternal existence, on your position in heaven. That is what this is all about, and prayer does that. So we can walk and pray without ceasing, and that's one of the things we need to do in all things. Many people forget to do that when it comes to investing. They forget that investments, just like any other act we do, can either be an act of worship or an act of rebellion. It can either honor God or it can forget about God or even offend Him. Oftentimes in our life, we do things that offend God because we didn't think about Him when we did them. Well, when it comes to our investments, the whole concept of having faith in our investment is very new for many people. Sure, we've been talking about it on the air here for, I guess, about 12, 14 years. But very few people 10 years ago ever heard about it. In fact, we got many calls, people saying, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. Why should I care what I invest in if it's going to make money? I can always give it to God. Well, to help us understand this, to help us understand why it's important and why it was and how it can affect our life here and eternally is Jay Peroni, who is joining us via phone right now. Hopefully we have him online. Jay, are you with us?
I am there.
No, hey, welcome to the show, Jay.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I have in my hand right here, right now, I'll wave it in front of the microphone so everybody can see it. It's called The Faith-Based Millionaire, How to Unlock Wealth by Placing Principles Before Profits by Jay Peroni. Jay, I'm really glad you wrote this book.
Thank you.
It's, the more we get out there about this, the more people will be able to align their investment life with their spiritual life. And why is that important?
Well, I think, you know, as Christians, we make, you know, conscious decisions every day. You know, we make decisions where we go to work. We make decisions where we spend our money, where we donate our money. Yet many people blindly send off their investment dollars, and they don't understand where that money's going. They're, swimming in debt. They have very little savings. And then you look at where their investments are going, and, you know, they're going into things that clearly oppose God's word.
Mm. Well, how were you first introduced to this? How did you find out, or how did you come to consciousness about the idea of faith-based investing?
Well, for me, it started, I've been a financial planner for about 14 years now, and probably the first 7 or 8 years of my practice, I ran my practice just like any other financial advisor. I gave, you know, worldly advice, you know, invest here, invest in these mutual funds, invest in these stocks, and I was staying after work late one day, catching up on some paperwork, and I got a phone call that literally changed my life. And the phone call was from a woman who I know was a very devout Christian. You know, her and I had, you know, had many conversations about our faith, and though I've been a Christian for 20 years, no one had ever asked me this question, and it seemed like a simple one. She said, you know, can I expect God to bless me financially if I'm investing in things like abortion and pornography that contradict his word? And I was like,
wow.
Deer in headlights. It was like so convicting, that one question. And here I was, I couldn't even answer it for my own personal situation, never mind that of, my hundreds of clients who had, you know, millions of dollars invested with me. And I set off on probably about a 12-month journey just trying to answer that question.
That's awesome. And what's interesting to me, you know, I've been in the industry now quite a long time, is that it came from a client to you instead of from you to a client, which, I hear that a lot about people who have come to awareness of faith-based investment professionals. It has come from their clients, not so much from them being convicted first and then sharing it with their clients.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that because, you know, here I was, you know, making all these decisions and literally affecting millions of dollars of client assets. And I had no idea that this was even a option, that you could find things that didn't support abortion, that didn't support pornography. There are companies out there that are involved in stem cell research. There are, you know, companies involved in tobacco, alcohol, gambling. These are issues that a lot of my clients say, you know, I don't want to be involved in these areas. Are there alternatives? And I think up until probably, you know, I would say the last few years, there weren't as many options. But over the last 5 years, there's been such a tremendous amount of growth that more and more people are providing research, they're providing tools, they're providing investment opportunities for Christians out there to incorporate their faith into their financial plan.
And the concept that the criteria for investment selection can include your beliefs is something that is finally catching on, because the reality of it is people invest because their beliefs, even if they're not spiritual beliefs. I mean, the main reason somebody buys a stock is because they believe it's going to rise in price. And that's a belief system of some sort. The idea that our belief system can of criteria of buying a stock or investing in something can also contain moral and ethical directives is not really new, but it's something that the industry itself is finally picking up on.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, me, I grew up, in a divorced family. My parents had me. My mom was 17, and my dad was 19. And my mom wasn't a Christian at the time, but she knew deep down inside of her that abortion was wrong, and she decided to keep me. And you know,
praise God.
Yeah, praise God. And knowing that, you know, here I am, you know, being very, very pro-life in my personal life, yet in my investment dollars, I was supporting some of the most strong, opinionated companies that were voicing pro-choice and actually involved in the abortion industry.
And actually donating money to those pro-choice organizations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people don't believe. When you buy a stock, stock is ownership. You are partnering in that company, and what that company does, you are now doing because you're a partner in it. And if that company takes profits and gives them, well, first of all, if they're participating in or promoting or practicing things that would be offensive to God, then you're participating in, even if it's from afar and from a minority ownership, you're participating in them through your partnership, your ownership. And if they give money to those causes that are totally 180 degrees from your ethics, your values, your biblical beliefs, then you're participating in those too. And if you didn't know, okay, you know, I can understand that, because 10 years ago, 15, actually in the early 90s when I started doing faith-based investing, it took over 3 months to even research one stock. And oftentimes I couldn't do the research deep enough to make a decision on it.
Yeah.
You know, so how could the public do that in general? You know, so it's really interesting that people will now start asking me about it instead of me asking them questions about it. And that's why I find it so interesting that your whole journey started with a client asking you about it. Let's go here with this. I really believe the problem here, or the reason that that has happened so often, is that in this industry, we're trained a certain way. You know, being you're a CFP, I've been through the materials on the CFP, and I know the direction they go with it. Being in the investment arena, you're taught certain things about how to select stocks and how to do allocations or how to do portfolio management. And what happens is they exclude something as important as personal biblical ethics. It's never brought up. In fact, in the early days, I was told I couldn't do it by my broker dealer, that it would be manipulative to even suggest that people utilize their beliefs in Jesus Christ as part of their criteria for stock selection. And so yeah. I think the industry has brainwashed most of the professionals, even the believers, to believe that this isn't part of the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I had gone through training at some of the finest Wall Street firms and, you know, did the materials for my master's degree in financial planning. You know, I went through, got the CFP and all this training, and none of it led me to even think about investing in a way that reflects a person's morals or values.
Mm.
It was all about performance and all about trying to build a financial plan. Yet if your financial plan is not built on the most important thing, which is God, people wonder why their financial plans fall apart. It's not...
Exactly.
Incorporating his principles, how can you expect to be blessed?
If you don't ask God to be part of it, how can you expect him to bless it?
Yeah.
And that's what's coming down. It's interesting because I've had many conversations with individuals, and some would just ask me, do you really believe God cares what I'm investing in? And I use this illustration, and maybe let me share it and let me get your reaction. I say, well, let's assume that it's Sunday morning and your pastor stands up in church and says, we had a meeting of the leadership over the weekend, and we wanted to raise money for missions so that we could get the good news out, the gospel out. We also wanted to support some of the widows and orphans in our church that weren't able to support at this time, but we needed to raise more money. So we decided that since the pornography store down the street is so profitable, that we would buy that porn shop, and we would make the money off of that for about 1 year so we could do all these goals, and then we'd sell it at a profit. And we just wanted to let you know, the fellowship here at this church, that that's what we're going to do. What do you think the reaction of the people in the church would be to that?
Yeah, they'd actually wouldn't, you know, go for it.
They wouldn't allow it because the church, that's exactly it. The church should not own those kind of things because they're contrary to God's word, right? Well, yeah, I mean, who is the church?
The church is the people.
Is the people, exactly. So if the local church should not own those things, should we as individuals?
Absolutely not.
And when we get there, a light goes off in their head and they say, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
There was even a recent example of this. I don't know if you saw, probably about a month or two ago, there was a church that a gentleman had won the lottery, and he had donated literally millions of dollars to the church. And here the church had a ministry that was, helping people that were in gambling addictions and all these other addictions. The church refused the donations because, you know, talk about sending the wrong message. You know, here we're advocating that people don't gamble, and here's someone that won through gambling. They had to refuse the funds because it really violated the principles of what the church was teaching.
There you go. And so it comes down to it. If you would not want your local church to be involved in this business, then should you be involved? And you are involved if you are loaning money to the company, which is buying bonds. Bonds are loaning money to companies. Or you're involved if you're buying stock in a company because stock is ownership.
Yeah, so, and I talk about this in The Faith-Based Millionaire in Chapter 1. It's called Blood Money.
And
I'm actually giving the first three chapters of the book away, and the chapter on blood money is a free download. People can go to Jay Peroni. It's JayPeroni.com, and I talk about, in the chapter Blood Money, always placing principles before profits, and it gives some of those examples. You know, what if, you look at things that are really profitable, prostitution, selling drugs. There are so many things that are both legal and illegal that are profitable, but should we be using those profits, even if you can have ultimate good that comes from them? Wouldn't God care about the source of the profits? And that's what I talk about in that whole chapter, is really that concept, to get people thinking about, okay, yes, it may be profitable, but would God want his money there?
Right, and there's been many Christian leaders over time who have said, you invest for return, and then you can give it to the church or to use it for good causes. But the reality is, I look through all the Bible, and I've never seen where God said, compromise your values to fund the kingdom. I've never seen it where he said, kill babies to fund the kingdom, or use and abuse human life to bring money into the kingdom. And it's not in there. That's why we don't see it. What God says is, stay true to your values and trust in me. I will do what needs to be done. And I think that's true with investing also. The book is The Faith-Based Millionaire, How to Unlock Wealth by Placing Principles Before Profits. And you say you're giving away the first three chapters, which, by the way, are pretty good.
Yeah, the first three chapters, absolutely free. The book is now available on Amazon and my website. If you order it from my website, you also get a free autographed copy of that as well, and an electronic copy. So, that's something that we've... trying to get the word out there, educate people about faith-based investing, and just really doing it in a way that's engaging. I've seen a lot of books over the years that, say you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. It's not a convicting book, although you may get convicted if you start thinking about some of the issues. But I do it in a really engaging way. I talk about, in the chapter Blood Money, about these hot buttons. You know, there are issues that some Christians can agree on, and there are areas where Christians don't agree. You know, for example, moral issues, things like abortion, pornography, stem cell research, euthanasia, these are issues that most Christians can agree on. But then there are issues that Christians can agree to disagree, things like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, that Christians may say, well, I'm using these products, I'm not sure if I want to avoid them in my portfolio. It engages the person to see, okay, here are these hot buttons. Which of them are important to you?
Yeah. And what I have found is, once somebody, I hate to use the term gets it, but comes around to the concept of faith-based investing and the importance and how it helps align their life with their beliefs, and how that removes some anxiety, some stress, some problems, that same thought process starts affecting other aspects of their life.
Yeah. And that's why the book, it's not solely just faith-based investing. It's really about faith-based financial planning. And what I've found over the years of working with what I call faith-based millionaires, and these are people that have $1 million net worth and they're Christians, there are two real mentalities. There are those that say, I have to be poor to be a Christian, that money's evil. No, it's the love of money that's evil. You can have money and use it for good purposes. It's just you can't be in love with money.
You have
so
to be...
in the book, I talk about 12 different habits, essential habits, that are necessary for managing your money with biblical principles.
Excellent. You know, back to the faith-based investing aspect of it, though, you know, we talked about how it used to be so hard, but it's getting easier, and there are resources out there.
Yeah, there are lots of great tools out there. One that just came out recently that I absolutely love is moralmoney.com. It's at moralmoney.com. You can get 10 stocks screen-free on a monthly basis. There are news articles, there are different resources, and you can find out, you know, for example, is GE involved in certain areas you don't want to be involved in? You know, what about Home Depot? You can go through a list of different companies to see, are these companies acceptable or not acceptable according to your faith?
And that's free. That's
absolutely
the neat thing about it. Moralmoney.com is the first site to offer stock screening for free for Christian values. And all you have to do is go out, you sign up for a membership, of course, because they got to make sure you're real, and then you can screen, and of course, you have access to all the articles. They have, you can blog on any article that's in there. There's all sorts of resources, and it's growing by the day. That's neat. I'm glad you brought that up. And of course, there's other resources, but we're running out of time here. We're down to the last few minutes, so I'd like you to let people know again where they can get your book.
You can either go to Amazon.com. Or you can go to jayperoni.com. It's jayperoni.com. And like I said, you can download the first three chapters absolutely free, or you can buy the book, and it's an autographed copy for our limited time here. We just about sold out of the first batch that we received in, and we're getting a big order in this week, so we're expecting high demand for this book. I'll be on the morning show with Lori and Larry out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be on their TV show next Thursday morning.
Laura and Larry. That's great.
On Family Net TV. So
excellent. And in the last minute I have here, I'd like to just reiterate what we talked about at the beginning of the show. But before I do, hey, Jay, thank you so much for joining us. Jay Peroni.
It was my pleasure.
The Faith-Based Millionaire. God bless you, sir. I hope to have you on it soon again.
All right. I appreciate it. I'll be back anytime.
All right.
Great day, Mark.
And everybody listening, please remember, Sunday night at 7 p.m. at Bethel Community Church in Webster Groves, they've donated their building to us to use to have a prayer meeting to pray for current and future leaders of America. If you want directions, you can call here at the station. It's 878-3600 and get directions, and you can join us for this prayer meeting. We'll also have fellowship afterwards with refreshments, you know, something to eat, something to drink, to come around and just pray and fellowship together for the leadership of America. I hope to see you there. 878-3600 for directions. Pass it along. Let everybody know, because the more of us that are praying, the better it will be. The more of us that can come together in the name of Christ and pray for His will, the more likely it'll be that He will be honored. Well, you can tell by the music, it's time to go. I'm Mark Minella. God bless.
For information about this show or to speak with Mark personally about your finances, call Mark Minella at 314-212-1404. That's 314-212-1404. The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products. It makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. Securities are offered through WFG Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, and SIPC. Mark Minella is a registered representative of WFG Investments Incorporated. Integrity Investors is not affiliated with WFG Investments Incorporated.